Morning, Alison.
Morning.
How do we find you? I hope we find you well.
Yes, very well.
Well, thanks for coming back on. We've talked any number of different ideas about retail in the past weeks. We're going to do a specialist subject today, a good one. So we're back to the scenario of me having my own china shop where I sell little objet d'art for anyone who wants to pop in and buy. And they're reasonable prices, I can tell you. And the thing is, I have a particular complicated way of ordering the little china objects because they're very specialist. Only I know it at the moment. But I'm feeling like I might be coming down with something. Am I stuck? Am I stuffed? What do I do next?
I'm a lurgy of you.
I probably have. That's my scenario. So let's. I set this up for a very good reason because I think it's easy to talk around something when we've got kind of an idea of what we're talking about. So, what can I have done to avoid myself being in a bit of a crisis situation?
Well, the short answer and the topic of conversation, if you like, today is retail operations manuals. So it's all well and good having the knowledge of how to run your business in your head. That's great. But if you get knocked over by a bus or you get the lurgy or you're pinged and you can't operate.
Oh, pinged, yes, there's a topic of thought.
And somebody has to come in and run your business in your absence. How do they know how you run your business if you have all the information in your head?
Yeah.
And it covers pretty much everything to do with your business. Every business is really unique. They have their own ways of operating. But it's making sure that you've got those specific operating instructions down so that somebody can just come in, read through the instructions and continue your business operation with minimum impact on service or customer, sales, operation, anything like that.
So how much detail are we talking about? What kind of things do you need to go into?
Well, it depends on the complexity of the business. And every business is different. So every business's retail operations manual will be very different. It will have different contents. But there's things which are typically in a retail operations manual, which to all intents and purposes might sound a bit obvious when you think about it. But you've got to think outside the box. You've got to think, right, I'm incapacitated. I'm unable to pass on any information at all to the person who's going to look after my business. So it's a bit like writing down an idiot's guide. It's really an idiot's guide.
And I guess you start by breaking it down to various bits of operation. So I've given you an example there at the beginning. I have a particularly complicated ordering system to get my hands on new china statues, for example. So would you recommend that when you plan your operations manual, you sit there and think every step I go through to get these things in place, to get to order these things, and put it, in bullet points?
So if we take a step back from your specific scenario there, you need to sit and think about every step of your business at a high level and then break it down into low levels. So you're talking about things like, what are your store opening hours as a basic? Do you open 7 days a week? Do you open 6 days a week? Do you open 5.5 days a week? Are you operating 10 till 4 during summer or 9 till 5 during summer and 10 till 4 during winter? There might be variations. What's your customer service expectations? Do you have a specific way of dealing with customers? We've talked previously about delivering customer service and how being personable, being speaking from the heart and not from the head and not from a menu. What's the word I'm looking for when you have a script? That's it. You can tell I'm not reading from a script. So that kind of thing. Is there guidance that you want anybody coming into your business to run through? What's your returns policy? Have you got, are you doing the statutory returns policy, or are you offering a different, longer, better returns policy? What are your inventory management systems? So have you got a specific way of dealing with sales on your computer system to manage your inventory? what's your loss prevention measures? Do you tag anything? Do you do counts on particular high value goods on a regular basis to monitor your stock loss? What are your store maintenance procedures? So have you got a preferred plumber? Have you got an account running with like a local electrician?
And what details do you need to access that account? You know, are there passwords? Are there things that you can do to go to particular websites if that's something where you get a supply from or you get a support from? I suppose those things need to be written down. I'm also sat here thinking about pricing policy.
Yeah, there's pricing policy.
So assuming someone's looking after your store and they're doing all right and they've sold a few things, they're going to have to replenish the stock, aren't they? And they're going to need to understand how you price those up.
Yeah. Also, things like, have you got a markdown policy? So if something's damaged, what's your policy? Yeah. Do you knock 10% off or do you knock 20% off or do you write it off completely and not sell it, you know, because there's some brands that their policy is no markdown so that you will never see them in a sale. You'll never see them reduced. Yeah. And if they're damaged in any way, they're removed from sale and they're written off. That's unlikely to happen in a small business scenario, but big posh brands, particularly fragrance brands, they have a policy, some of them, of not doing any markdowns. So, you know, if you are running a high class operation and you don't want to devalue your brand by having reductions and showing cut prices, somebody who's taking over your business for a few days or a few weeks or a few months needs to know that that's your policy. So they don't go smashing up your reputation for high quality.
While short lying in bed.
You know, they can do damage if they don't know how you operate your business. What's your charity request policy? You know, a lot of businesses, local businesses will get the PTA or they'll get the Dales Divas coming in saying, please, can you give us a prize for our fundraising? So you would need to know what's your policy for doing that. Do you offer prizes? Do you offer vouchers? Do you say, sorry, we can't support anybody? So there's lots and lots and lots of different areas. So it's a question of thinking about all the different steps.
It's quite a bit to do when you think about it, when you break it down.
There's a huge amount to do. And the thing is that
we've given a scenario where someone's off and can't do it, but actually, do you think it makes sense to do it anyway to guide yourself?
Yes. But the other thing is, if you prepare, if you sit down and prepare this before you need it, then you don't, if you're suddenly pinged and somebody's got to come into your business tomorrow, there's no way that you can get all this information down properly between now and tomorrow, not effectively. But if you have a particularly successful shop or you have more than one shop, you want, the theory is that you'd want both of those outlets or all of the outlets that you operate to be managed and run and operated to the same standards. Now, you can't operate them to the same standards if the stores don't know what those standards are. So in order to expand and to deliver the same service, you need a retail operations manual to guide everybody to make sure that they're being consistent in the delivery of the business and the delivery of the service.
And I think actually if you're running a shop, having stuff written down in an orderly fashion helps you because, you know, you can get a really cluttered brain, can't you, with remembering X, Y and Z. And
Absolutely. We've all got a finite capacity for what we can immediately pull out of our brains. And it's normally something that's completely irrelevant. Like the first thing sunk at Artois was an artesian well, which is of absolute no use to anybody. But if I have to try and remember what's the legal requirement for knife buying and if there's been recent changes in laws, you know, fireworks selling of sharp objects, selling cigarettes, so, you know, there's lots of laws and guidance that we should all be aware of, but the particular detail sometimes escapes us. And having a Bible, if you like, the operations manual, we sometimes refer to as the Bible, as a reference document to just remind yourself, you know, what's going on and how you deal with things, it's just invaluable.
And who should have one?
Everybody should have one. If you've got a business You should have, if you've got a retail business, you should have a retail operations manual.
Yeah.
Because it contains everything that you need to be able to run that business.
I mean, we've been talking about...
We're not talking about putting sensitive passwords and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not a document that you'd put that sort of thing in. It's the processes. It's all of the processes.
Well, we've been talking about disaster scenarios, but I think if you were even just to employ someone new to work in your shop, having a book like this with your guidelines and stuff would be something you could then share with them and they could learn in the background. It would help them immensely, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, it's a really great resource for training new members of staff. And emergency suppliers, emergency members of staff. It really is a completely useful resource that I would thoroughly recommend every retail business implements.
Alison Laws, expert in retail stuff, based up in, that's probably understating it really, up in Leyburn. Thanks ever so much. It's always a pleasure when you come on, and it's always fascinating too. Thanks a lot. Good to speak to you.
You're welcome. Bye.